Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking.
Hi, Georgia. This is me, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it cut out.
Bad reception. What day does Jay work?
So it's Mondays and Tuesdays. So she has appointments from 8:30. She works from 8:30 to 3:30, sorry.
Okay. And she cannot attend school? Is that correct? Can she attend school?
I saw in the referral that you were after, was it like a school observation, or were you wanting Jay to meet Jonathan in like the school environment?
Oh, yes, please. School environment. Can you do that?
So I talked to my practice manager about it earlier. Sorry, I'm just going to find the message from her. So she said that we can do that, but you would need to pay for travel to and from the clinic plus the kilometres associated with that.
From his NDIS plan? Does she take NDIS?
She does take NDIS. I'm just not sure if that works with the travel.
Okay.
I'll have to find out about that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going to send a message off to my practice manager now.
Yeah. If she can attend school, that would be wonderful.
So that would just be for the initial, that would be for meeting Jonathan.
Yeah.
What we do though for, because he's under 18, the initial appointment that we have, we do a 90-minute intake, and that does have to be with a parent or guardian.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just quickly responding to my practice manager.
Yeah, I could take a day off to meet Jay for the parent one, and then if we could go by like further on, if I could make appointments, this Jay could attend Jonathan's school, because that's the only time I can be available. Because I work at Jonathan's school, so I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I'm just communicating with my practice manager about the school travel. So were you just wanting this to be like a once-off meeting Jonathan at school? Or
no, all the time, if she's available.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if that will be doable. Let me find out.
Because it's better for her to see him in the environment, then that's where.
In the environment.
Yeah. Because that's where he's going to struggle the most.
So, sorry, just to clarify, so are you wanting to do like kind of like a classroom observation kind of thing first at school?
No. If she wants a one-on-one with him, they have a space for Jay.
They have a space for it?
Yes, to do therapy and whatnot. But she cannot observe him like during class for other students' privacy. Yes.
Yeah.
But any therapy and everything, like she has a space. The school has a space for him, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just finding out from my practice manager now. I'm not sure if the appointments consistently being at school will work if we're going through NDIS, but I'm just waiting for her to get back to me around that, because she handles the financial stuff. Mm-hmm. So is the situation that the appointments would have to be at school, like, just if we are unable to travel for those ones, would you guys still want to come to the practice or do telehealth or something, or would
I can't do telehealth while I'm at work, because I work where Jonathan is, and I don't finish until like 3 o'clock on a Monday. So the rest I finish at 4. So I work Monday to Friday at the school. So the reason why I was asking for a psych or speech and that is because of the hours that I've worked and the flexibility. And then I was asking if she can attend the school. And, like, if you can have, like, a later appointment, I can do that. But because Jay finished at 3, I can't make it.
Yeah, no,
That's the reason why. But we only can make to the clinic if it was, like, school holidays.
All right. I'm just trying to think. So my practice manager just sent me a message. So she said that we'd only be able to do the travel for the first appointment. Everything else would have to be in clinic, unfortunately, or like via telehealth. Oh, hold on. She was typing. That's just what she's communicated to me at this stage, but I am just going to wait for her to finish sending through what she's looking at the moment.
Because I can't get off until like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's the thing. To take his appointment and that, because I'm like, it's only me and Jonathan as a single parent.
So
if I can't do it, then I have to cancel it.
She's just talking to our directors at the moment, so I'm just waiting for her to get back to me. I'm trying to think of what else we could do. We do have other clinicians that do have later hours, but unfortunately they're significantly more booked out, and I don't think that they'd have the capacity to travel even for the first appointment. But I'm just waiting to see what my practice manager says.
Yeah, because I told Dr. Patrick about my circumstances and Jonathan's circumstances. Yeah. I mean, like, this is the what we need and the support that Jonathan requires. So if I can't get it from your guys, then that's all right then. I'll just look other.
What I might do is, because my practice manager is talking to our directors at the moment, if you don't mind, I might just get back to you once they've, like, talked it through, seen what we have the capacity for, that kind of stuff.
And then
I'll reach back at, just I'm not taking up any of your time. So I'm just going to just take down some information just so I can make sure I've got everything. So it needs to be outside of school hours because of your work.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. And you were wanting to go through NDIS?
Yes, and there's a...
and the mental health care plan as well?
Yes. So there's a mental health care plan. We finish that 10 session and then go on to his NDIS, because that will be rollover for the new funding. So that will be our payments,
Okay. And how often were you wanting Jonathan to see someone?
So could be fortnightly. Because it's not intense at the moment, but like work-wise, it's like school refusal is really intense at the moment. But behavior-wise, Alex has done an amazing job with that. But it's just that consistent.
Yeah.
But I think Alex will if I do get this, Alex will do a handover. Where she up to and all that,
Okay, cool. All right, I've noted all that down. I'll give you a call back once they've discussed
how things work,
that kind of thing. I'll get back to you when I find out.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for that.
All right. Thank you so much.
No worries.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.